coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast on adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me is Big Earn.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And Chris.
I'm barrel-aged.
You're barrel-aged.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good to have you guys. Today is a special episode because we are at Revelation Ale Works here in Hallock, Minnesota, with an old friend of the podcast who's been on as far as his beers goes. And that's Ryan Evanson. He's with us today. Hi,
Evanson.
Ryan.
Evanson. We didn't talk about
Evanson?
This.
Sorry.
Evanson.
I fucked that up.
Yeah, he changed his name when he got married.
It was Evanson. Evanson. Yeah.
Evanson.
How do you not prepare? Like, at least know the people you're talking to.
Good question. Yeah,
my name is Daryl. It's been that the whole time, but you keep calling me by the wrong name.
Barrel.
From now on, it's Barrel.
My name is Barrel H. Shells, you sons of bitches.
Oh, I thought you said Daryl. As in Daryl and my other brother, Daryl.
That's my other brother, Daryl.
I don't know about that one.
You're a failure.
Yeah, okay. And we also have Tilden today.
Yo, yo.
Tilden, what is your role here at Revelation Ale Works?
I'm the sales and distribution manager.
Hi, Tilden. And we also have Lindsay. Hi,
hello.
Lindsay.
Hi.
And your last name is also Evanson, I'm assuming?
I changed my name as well when I got married.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your role here is?
I've stepped back. I'm the support staff now.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
She was, founder. We founded this together. She was full-time taproom manager for a while until we found out we couldn't work together. So
until we found somebody who could do it better than me.
That's what I was supposed to say.
So you guys are married, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
20
years.
Years
this summer, right?
20 years. Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. Yes. Holy shit.
You got married when you were 4?
Exactly.
Is that legal? That's legal.
Yeah.
Some areas.
Only if you're related.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Here we go.
This
nice
is off
one.
The rails way too quick.
Well, congratulations on 15 happy years.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Were the first 5 rough or those last 5?
Someone's waiting.
Somewhere in between.
The brewery's been we've been working on the brewery about 5 years. So there you go.
Here's 7, 8, 9 sucked. Here's 10 and 14. Awful.
And 2020.
Yeah.
So here we are in Hallock, Minnesota at your brewery, right? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How'd you get going on this brewing thing? Like, did you do some home brewing? How did you do home brewing? How long did you do that for? Let's hear the obligatory blah blah story that everybody wants to hear first.
Well, I think you summed it up pretty well, so I'll just repeat what you said earlier.
Okay.
blah part.
Started home brewing and it got kind of out of hand, and then we wanted to build a bigger brewery. But no,
what year did you start home brewing?
Oh man,
what do you think?
Lindsay bought me a Mr. Beer kit in.
Oh, you started the problem.
Yeah, probably 2000.
See what you did?
5, I would guess. Somewhere around there.
2005?
Yes. So a lot of home brews. I would say the majority of my home brews were terrible. So that made me think I could do this commercial thing. This is
right. That's a pretty big leap in faith. Holy shit.
But I believe it's like playing guitar, right? You buy a shitty guitar and like, fuck, man, I know I could crush it if I had a better guitar.
Yes. I sound just like Jimi Hendrix, almost. But no, what really brought it on is this building we're sitting in right now that nobody that's listening can see. It's our tap room we bought in 2015, 2016, somewhere in there, $400. So
wow,
Jesus.
Yeah, so I had to get a loan.
I'll give you $450 as it stands right now.
$450,000 sold. the previous owners ran the gas station. It's an old service station. There's actually a lift parts behind the bar there. They ran it for a long time, and they opened a bigger location south of town. And they were talking about tearing the building down for a cost of $10,000 to $15,000. And I just because of the location right on our main avenue and Highway 75 and just the character of the building and all that, I thought, you know, this building can't be torn down. So I said, instead of spending $15,000 to tear it down, why don't you sell it to me for $100? And it penciled out, made sense to them.
Done deal.
Yeah, that's off their hands.
That's a killer deal.
Yeah.
Wow. So how much did it cost to go from there to here? Just in the tap room building here. Not talking about your actual brewery that you opened up later on.
Right.
We'll talk about that here in a bit.
It was a lot. But, I mean, in the big scheme of things, we did a lot of the remodeling ourselves that we could legally. We hired out the plumbing and electrical. But we did a lot of building the walls, opening up walls, chipping the plaster off that wall. We did a lot of the work to ourselves. We actually built this ceiling here. It was nice. Leaking above us before, so now we're pretty dry. That's good.
Yay!
That's a bonus. He's pointing up and we all look up.
Isn't it beautiful? Because
we're not sure where a ceiling is. So.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
But yes, I think...
Oh, that top floor. Yeah.
Our first brew house was from China and new from China with all the remodeling and everything. I think it was, if any of you are thinking about getting into brewing, it was about 150, 160,000 all in for everything to start out.
Pesos? Which I think
and you got, are you a five barrel system, seven barrel, 10 barrel?
We started with a seven barrel system.
Okay.
Tilden used to can by hand with like a crowler filler, one at a time.
Yeah. What?
Yes. Right off the top. I'm having line, like
yeah.
Right
the spinners. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've been there. Been there, done that.
That was his favorite time of his life.
No. Keg an hour, sending 50 cases to Canada. No, thank you.
Yeah. We thought we were pretty big time at that time, but yeah.
Well, I'm backing up a little bit. When we bought this place, Ryan was a city manager, and that's why we would move back here. My sister was here. We wanted to raise our kids in Hallock. Ryan was a city manager looking at, well, okay, our kids are here now, but population keeps going down. What are we going to do if, you know, we're trying to set up home here?
Maybe the school will disappear. You never know.
Yeah. Well, and that's the happening. Trend with these small towns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it did in my Halsted.
Right. Oh, yeah. And so just thinking about downtown revitalization, the, you know, the life of the city, those sorts of things. And this place right here on the corner is a very cool building. And if we could create a place that people could gather, but then also kind of bring people in. And so Ryan's beer hobby just kind of fit that. So it all just kind of came together here.
Yeah. Nice.
Perfect business model if you think about it. I mean, just everything just communicating together at the right exact moment kind of made this happen. That's pretty fucking cool in my book.
Yeah. And it is a risk. I think I haven't looked lately, but I think we're still the smallest town with a brewery in the state of Minnesota. Hallock is just over 900 people.
Oh, okay.
And we're the county seat. Like
county seat.
This is where the population is. It's not a bedroom community. Yeah. It's something else.
The county is 4,000, somewhere in that range. So we draw in a lot of people from the population centers. Winnipeg, when it's open, when you can cross the border, is only hour and a half north of us.
I mean, you got a lot of acreage of farms around here. So obviously you pull in the local farmers, right? Obviously.
Yeah. Yep. And we thought it was going to be a challenge to get these farmers, these Bush Light drinkers to try our
Bush Latte.
But to try our craft beer that's got a little more flavor and obviously is a lot more expensive than Bush Light.